That happening. Monterey Bay boaters forecast for tonight. Northwest winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming 5 to 10 knots after midnight. Wind waves 2 feet or less, and a west swell 3 to 5 feet at 13 seconds. So look at your traffic out there this evening. Traffic collision US 101 south at Blossom Hill Road in the Hollister-Gilroy area. And it is about 54 degrees here at KSCO. Up next, Off the Lip Radio Show.
Opinions expressed in the following sponsored program are not necessarily those of KSCO Radio, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us during the program in order to help us balance comment.
Good evening and welcome to Off the Lip, the show about surfing and skateboarding. If you'd like to join the show tonight, give us a call at 831-479-1080. That's 831-479-1080. And now, here are your hosts for tonight's program, Neil Pearlberg and Terry Campion.
Okay. All right, here we go. Good evening and welcome to the... Did you start the video?
Officially started.
It started?
Yes.
Good evening and welcome to the Off the Lip Radio Show. We're very surprised to be back this week after last week's debacle. And I want to apologize on the air for my good friend TC, who was completely...
Are you throwing me under the bus right now?
Is that what's happening right now?
Really?
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Our guests.
The what?
Brought...
What did they bring? Oh, the guests, they did bring something.
Thank you, Kyle. By the way,
and
Kyle
you
is...
indulged. So I want to apologize to the Off the Lip Radio Show audience for your disgraceful behavior last week.
Okay, so tonight's a great time to talk about this.
It is.
Because we're going to talk about Mexico.
Yes.
But last week there was some tequila.
It didn't happen here. It happened elsewhere. It happened on Patola Drive.
It was on the sidewalk.
Yeah, on the KSCO property.
Like lemonade.
Lemonade. That stuff was good.
Down the hatch.
I'm dedicating the show to Special K, by the way. Special K, this is for you.
Special K.
Okay, tonight, in studio,
Boom. They're
back. I think Kyle's been here like 3 or 4 times. And the one and only Austin Smith Ford's also here. The ladies he brought with him, of course, the Tess, right?
Oh.
And the lady over there, beautiful, beautiful lady over there, completely forgot her name.
Melissa.
Thank God for that. Who sang that song, Melissa?
Her goddessness.
Who sang that song, Melissa?
Melissa?
Who sang it? Was that Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young?
Are you enough to remember that?
Yeah, it was. Was that Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Melissa?
Beats me.
Who sang that song?
Sweet Melissa?
Yes. Sweet Melissa. No, that was the Allman Brothers.
Allman Brothers, yeah.
Thank you very much. It was the Allman Brothers. Sweet Melissa.
Melissa nailed that one.
Very good. Thank you very much.
The Allman Brothers. That was awesome.
So we're here tonight to talk about their movie or video, which is will be shown this week in Santa Cruz, and I'm sure throughout theaters around the country, hopefully.
It will break the internet.
The last time that these guys were here, they were here for Point Break Live.
Oh.
So anybody that remembers the Point Break Live show will go down in infamy because there were some characters on the Point Break Live, but no one better than the late Vince Collier, who was freaking Gary Busey,
surfers.
More than Gary Busey was
surfers. Honestly, I've known Vince for a very long time. That night,
he was on fire.
The snow-capped peak.
Of Vince Collier.
Yes.
Okay.
Can I say one more thing?
Go ahead.
Does Kyle's hair, it's really improved.
It's kind of sick.
It's really improved.
It's kind of, you know what?
Yeah, that's insane.
I had that. You know what? I'm going to give him kudos. I'm going to give him kudos because off the show, I was a photo of me when I was like 21.
And you had
and
that
I had
hair?
I had that hair. I had that look.
Is that
big look.
What's good? I agree.
You know what? That takes balls to wear that look.
Well,
it does. That's a big look.
He got inspired by Keanu Reeves during the Point Break show 4 years ago, and he's been trying to grow it to that length ever since. But
I've been trying. It's getting close, so we'll see how much longer it lasts. This will be the entire Mexico trip.
And the frosted tips. Like almost he's got the now. Whole thing going on.
Have
right
you tried?
Now,
to,
yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Have you tried to put it in a ponytail?
Yes. Yeah, she did.
She did.
Really?
How did it look?
A ponytail.
How did it look?
You did a French braid.
You did
French braid.
Tell me, no bun.
Well, you got
no
bun. Really close.
We attempted the bun, but that got vetoed real fast.
Attempting the bun sounds like a camper shell, Mexico experience, and we will talk about that later.
All right. Okay. Here we go.
Well, Kyle has a. An alternative of the man bun. It's the booth man bun. It's a new style that's going to be presented in 2019.
The
booth man bun.
Austin was giving me a run for the money a couple weeks ago, but he just gave in and got the haircut, so maybe I got the green light to get it soon. But
so come
really quick, I just want to say one
go
thing.
Ahead.
Austin, some really good photos of you showed up on the internet this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Doing what?
Surfing.
Surfing.
Random spot. Yeah, he's a... pretty good surfer.
Yeah, he's good, pretty good.
Up the coast, couple somewhere north.
Oh, yeah. Don't tell John Ferreira where it was.
It was, yeah. Yeah. You're at Moss.
John Ferreira is tuning in right now. Yeah. Yep, for sure. Okay, Neil, what's going on tonight?
Oh, my gosh. This show is, you know what?
It gets worse every week. It gets amazing, right?
So bad.
500 shows later.
Here I talk about Kyle Booth is in the movie. In the video,
mm-hmm.
This is called The Scenic Route, which is going to be shown this Friday night.
At
Hope Church.
Hope Church, right below Soquel High.
Right, which is a great venue.
It is. The funny story, we were looking for the venue, and I kind of always thought it'd be cool to have a venue and, like, bring a half pipe to the venue and have, like, a best trick contest for the Groms.
Yeah.
And I was looking for a venue, and we wanted somewhere... or we could drink beer. It's funny that it turns out to be at a church.
Yeah.
But
well, you asked me in the
Rio, you can't have beer, right? So
right.
Anyways, they're like, oh, you can have beer here. You can show the movie. We've got skate ramps. I was like, whoa, this is perfect.
It's perfect.
It's perfect.
So thanks, Danny Bennett.
Unannounced until right now, I think we're planning on doing a little, like, Grom best trick contest, maybe 15 and under or something. We got to... ask TC on air to give away a prize from the boardroom.
TC, you got
for the winner of this.
I'm gonna donate two decks, a set of trucks, and a set of wheels.
Ooh, bingo!
You heard it right there.
Yep, I got it. Hey, because here's why.
You just gotta ask guys on air. They can't
say
no.
That's it,
TC. Come on, that's it.
Hold it.
Couple T-shirts.
There's gonna be a lot of kids there. There's some returns and some seconds and stuff, and we'll do that. But I do agree that giving back to the community. The effort it took to create this experience, to document it, and to make a film and share it to the community, I'm behind that, and I will happily donate to it.
Okay, right now, Kyle, the film's about what? The Scenic Route, 10,000-mile journey down the west coast of Mexico. Go. Tell us about the movie.
I mean...
we don't care about the most dangerous thing you did or whatever. We don't want to talk about the surf.
Well, basically, myself and Austin have been going to Mexico for a long time. But we'd go to, you know, one or two spots. We'd fly in. We'd stay in a hotel on the beach. We wouldn't move from right there.
Right.
And that was kind of what we knew of Mexico. And more so the last few years, I got more interested in Baja, doing road trips to Baja.
Yeah.
And through that, kind of combining the two, it was like, why don't we just drive all the way down, cross over, go through mainland. But the whole kind of idea of the trip was to stop at each worthwhile surf spot until you get a good swell. So basically we're like committing to, we're gonna go here until it gets good, and then we're gonna go to the next place until it gets good. And we basically got pretty much almost every wave we were really hoping to get good along the way. So that was kind of what inspired it.
For the past many years, it was always you and Austin.
Correct.
Okay, how
and
come
you brought
this,
the chicks.
Okay, now you brought the chicks. How come the chicks got involved? Okay, what did you?
No,
when,
they've been
how
gone.
Was that conversation? Was like, we need to bring girls because I'm tired looking at you.
Yeah. Well, and let's think about this. We're talking about like a month at a dirt parking lot at a Point Break somewhere in Mexico where it's been south winds and terrible. So you got home and you're like, next year we're bringing girls.
Whose idea was to bring the girls?
They've been kind of coming to Baja for the last few years, actually. We've had some good camping trips down to Baja, and they were able to handle, like, 2 days in the dirt. So we're like, 2 days, 6 months, what's the difference?
Was there ever a full cat fight?
There was a couple cat fights. Austin and I had a good cat fight.
We all had our cat fights.
Everybody had cat fights?
For sure had our cat fights.
Is that in the film?
Yeah. No.
No? Really. He cut out the
cat fights? No one's really filming the cat fights.
No.
No one's filming the cat fights.
But after it was all over, everybody was cool?
Yeah.
It was all good?
Well, they're, still, they're all sitting
we
here.
Always made up.
Would you go back now in the hotel and do the hotel thing again, or is it is that over with?
No,
or,
they had Tepui tents on the roof, right?
Yeah, we had a hotel on the top of our car, two of them. The truck can be known as the Duplex. So
and the Duplex, was that sponsored by Tepui Tents?
It was.
Yeah, which is a Santa Cruz brand. Yeah. I'm a huge fan of what they make. So you spent this huge trip. And I feel like everybody in Santa Cruz sees these tents on Toyota trucks driving all over town. You had two of them on the Toyota truck. The four of you slept on top of the Toyota truck for how long?
6 months.
6 months. Was it comfortable?
It was super comfortable.
So, I mean, because you see those, and I know, like, people say, and a shout-out for Tepui Tents for you to say that, but you, for 6 months, you slept on top of the Toyota truck
in
these tents.
Hang on. This is part of the deal right here.
Are they sponsoring the show tonight?
No. Edward Chavez said, let the chicks talk about the trip. Forget the guys.
Really?
Yeah. You out. Girl, get in here. Mm. How was the trip with the guys?
The trip was overall...
Did you think about it before going with two guys?
Oh, definitely. Well, I've been going down to Mexico since I surf as well.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes that gets left out. And I've been going down to Mexico since I was a little kid. And I go down to Baja a bunch to surf. And so for me, it was like, sweet, I get to go on a surf trip. And even though there was obviously we have a difference in waves that we like, it was really fun. And we definitely had our moments where we all didn't get along. We put four people together. But for the most part, it was like something I never forget. And I'm really, really glad we all did it.
What difference in waves do you like?
They like really scary barreling waves, and I like really long right-hand
front. And so who won?
There was a lot of days I didn't surf.
There's what?
A lot of days you didn't surf?
A lot of days I didn't surf, but I tried.
Oh, my God.
But we did. It was a fair share. Like, we went to waves that I like.
We spent one of our longest stretches waiting for waves at one of her favorite spots. We were there for, like, I think 17 days before we ever got any waves that were even, like, rideable on any type of board.
You sat there and be
so patient. We had a long, that was like our longest flat spell, was like 17 days straight of just like basically nothing over like 8 inches tall. But it was pretty fun because we were at a long point and we had stand-up paddles and Austin and Melissa were surfing tandem and I was trying to foil, but it was almost not big enough. And
yeah,
we were riding long boards and not big enough to nose ride, but so, it was like we were riding
and
coolers
life.
And
life everywhere. Is there's lulls.
There is lulls.
You know, and what you do between lulls is how I think your life is. You know,
for sure.
What boards should you take with you?
How many boards do we have, Austin?
I think the goal was 17.
I think the goal was 17, but I think we ended up with like 13 or something. Or 14.
We packed the car on the final day when we were leaving. We didn't do a pre-pack, which we probably should have done. We realized that we had way too much stuff instantly. We put the two tents plus three longboards plus, like, 9 guns up on the roof.
Right.
And then we realized our car was, like, 15 feet tall. It's already a lifted truck. And we were just like, yeah, if we were ever going to get robbed, this is how you do it. Like, we're not going to make it down any street anywhere without being noticed. So we need to take one of the board bags off. So, yeah, it didn't make it that much less obvious.
So you went from what to what?
We went from, I think, 17 to 12.
No, 13.
And all of a sudden you became unnoticed?
It was pretty much like camo gear.
Well, at that point we only had, at the start of the trip, how many boards we have on the roof? We had three longboards at that point and then two guns up there.
Two guns.
So we had 5 boards on the roof. So one big bag and then another longboard underneath.
And
then we had a bunch of boards jammed in the back. But the most impressive part was everything that we had packed to get into the back of the truck. Like, if you looked at the back of the truck and you looked at everything, you're like, there's no way that that's going to fit in the truck.
Yeah.
But somehow we got it all in there.
Wow. Yeah.
People would see our truck, and we would, like, unload everything when we get to a spot, like, take everything out of the truck. And they'd be like, what are they going to take out next? Like, we were like Mary Poppins' magical bag.
Right.
It's like new toys. And
Magoo.
Then they'd be like, how do you get that all back
Mr. Magoo!
I'm going to give kudos.
What's that marimba? The marimba people come on the show here.
Oh, with all those.
They have nine marimbas.
Yeah.
They have huge instruments, and they pack it in a small Toyota truck.
Absolutely. It's amazing what you can get in a trunk.
Yeah. Well, the funniest part, probably fit 13 if they do 9 at this point.
But the funniest part here was like, you're like, oh man, the girls probably had so much stuff, which they did, but I think the biggest suitcase award goes to Austin. You're like, what is inside of that
what
thing?
What was in there, Austin? Austin, what do you bring?
Yeah.
You get the whole Mary Poppins outfit?
I had everything. Everything that was
like,
necessary.
He did. That's why he was pulling out like Smash Ball and like, oh, what? It's flat. It's all good. We got Smash Ball. Oh, you're born a Smash Ball? We got badminton.
Okay. Listen, they play Smash Ball at privates.
Yeah.
That's, stop.
That's what I learned.
Stop right there. This portion of the show is brought to you by our local
Salvage private, by the way.
Agent Sean Rovi. If you're looking for home health, auto insurance, you know, this son of a gun steals more waves from me, my friend Sean Rovi.
But you know what? You say that every week.
I was at the platform, platforms the other day.
Yeah.
Robbing me blind.
Do you ever
every time
drop,
I went for a wave.
Can I just say something?
What?
You just need to sit on the shoulder and drop in on him every wave.
Just every week. Yeah. You know what I start doing? My paddle, I start hitting him with a damn
Why
thing.
Does he burn you so much?
Because he just loves to burn
Because you're on
me.
A stand-up paddleboard.
Exactly. Also brought to you by... thank you very much, Austin.
All right, Sean, you're a hero.
You know, it's amazing. You know, oh, we took your stand-up paddle boards down with us. It was 8 inches. And all of a sudden, they deny everything, right?
Well,
right?
Listen,
these guys are like,
Neil,
no, we didn't do that.
When the waves...
I didn't have enough room for a stand-up paddle, but our friend Chris came down. He had a stand-up paddle, and for that flat spell, that was, like, the most valuable board.
Bingo.
For sure.
They were stand-up paddling.
Austin and Melissa were going tandems on a longboard and, like, kind
of
having fun, and then they got the stand-up paddle as a game
changer. Come on, shows are getting out of control.
Well, because they... paddled on the stand-up when it was flat.
Brought to you by John Says Lighthouse Bank. He doesn't stand up paddleboard. He's a longboarder on the west side.
Dropping
well,
in on
thank
stand-ups.
John from Lighthouse Bank at lighthousebank.net. Also, Emily from Santa Cruz Mountain Brewery. Thank you, my dear, for sponsoring the show. You got great beers. You got a great place. I'd love to have a pint and some peanuts there at Santa Cruz Mountain Brewery on the west side. Check it out. They are just a great spot. This is Neil TC here with... this freaking shady crowd. Be right back after this very short break. Don't go away.
Attention surfers and paddleboarders. Don't let cold water or cold air take you out of the water for 5 to 6 weeks. Protect your ear canals with custom-made earplugs. The Listening Stack in Capitola is now offering custom earplugs molded to fit your ears perfectly, comfortably protecting your ear canals from the harsh elements of the Pacific Ocean. Stop messing with universal earplugs that don't work and try something that does. Mention Off the Lip Radio and receive an extra $20 off any custom-molded earplugs in our store. The Listening Stack is located at the corner of Capitola Avenue at 41st. Listening Stack. Protect. Enhance. Enjoy. 831-498-9890.
This is Numa and Isaac from Aloha Island Grill. Well, summer's right around the corner here in Santa Cruz, and that means one thing. It's time to come get your grind on at the Aloha Island Grill.
Come over to Aloha Island Grill and eat some food.
We're located on the corner of Portola and 17th Avenue, and we've got a beautiful lanai for you to come sit out on. We've got a fine assortment of plate lunch, fresh ahi poke, and other wonderful treats for you to enjoy.
My favorite food at Aloha Island Grill is Kalua Pig.
We've got ice-cold beer and wine for those hot summer days, and try some of our homemade POG, passion orange guava juice. It's delicious. For to-go orders, give us a call at 479-3299. Find us on the web at AlohaIslandGrill.com or come on down to 1700 Portola Drive. Aloha Island Grill is a proud member of Think Local First.
Hang on. Are we back? Yes, we're back here with the Off the Lip Radio Show. Broadcasting from KSCOAM 1080, FM 104.1. You can go online at KSCO.com, or you can watch our pretty faces and that hell of a hairdo right there. Just go to Facebook Live with Santa Cruz Waves Facebook page. Where are we? What are we talking about? We're talking about, okay, the movie... You can go see the movie tonight, on Friday night if you're in Santa Cruz. It's called The Scenic Route.
I don't know. What is it called? The Scenic Route?
Route.
I don't know.
It's whatever you want to call it.
Tomato, tomato.
Okay. Yeah,
you can, if you bring your own, if you bring your own beverage.
Bring your own reusable
bring
cup.
Bring your own reusable
you
cup.
You might get a beverage in there.
Okay. Are you coming, TC? I'm going to go see that. I'm going to go check it out.
I'd love to. Yeah.
And Grom's is going to be a...
He's giving away skateboards, apparently.
I'm donating
stuff.
Don't
forget that. Crap.
You know what? And I would love... I donate... Last year, we donated 170 causes.
So now you donate more.
And I love to be able to give back. But to me, this is a great cause. It's Skate Church.
Yeah. Kids.
You guys going on this amazing adventure and documenting it and sharing it with the community. That's what community's about. So I'm happy to donate.
What parts of the movie hit the cutting room floor that we would need to know about? What antics went on that we need to know about
Cat
that
fight?
Hit the cutting
I feel
room
like
floor?
Most of the stuff that got filmed ended up getting used.
It did?
It was like, you know, a lot of times you're just not shooting when stuff's happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like random stuff. So I feel like most of the stuff that wasn't surfing footage that we filmed almost all got used, actually, for the most part.
Okay.
We should probably mic Kyle up a little bit. And this, how many films have you made, Kyle?
I mean, what's a film?
A video.
How long?
A video of 16 minutes.
16 minutes?
Yeah.
Then you're getting long range. See, this is... Everything's for web now, so it's
minutes. I know what I'm saying, but like...
Over 16 minutes, I've probably made like, I don't know, 7, 8, something like that.
Yeah. Still going to keep
Maybe
doing
10.
It? Keep doing it?
Yeah. Austin. That's old school now. People want to see 2 minutes.
I know, 30 seconds.
30 seconds, exactly.
Austin, my wife had a question tonight.
Oh, here we go.
She wanted me to ask you this.
Here we go.
Yes, Lerna?
Yes. She said to me, she goes, please ask Austin if he was ever upset if I picked him up late for school.
Oh, my gosh. I have been thinking about this ever since high school. every morning when I get in my own car, I'm just like, thank gosh I don't have to get that ride anymore. No. She probably picked me up a few times.
Yeah, you were kind of on the carpool.
On the carpool train. I was on the way to school.
Yeah.
But when you're in high school, you're not ever bummed to be late. That's what you want to do. Yeah. You don't want to get
You're welcomed on our carpool, Austin.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I miss the old days on the ramp. That was super fun times.
And Kyle, right? On the ramp in the backyard?
Your house?
Oh, yeah.
I miss that thing.
That ramp's gone, man.
No, I still have the parts.
So why don't you put it back together? Make it come back.
No, we use the parts for the contest behind the shop.
Oh, okay.
But I know, like, the parties that we used to have,
those
right?
Those are the good days.
Yeah, thank you.
The good old days.
At the camping house?
Backyard.
Yes.
At the camping house?
Oh, yeah. Both these guys.
Remember the full coping extension? That thing was so
cool. Yeah, it was really good. We had some great times, yeah.
10,000 miles down the west coast of Mexico. Did you?
Well, down and back.
Down and back?
Starting in Baja, ending in Oaxaca.
Best surf you caught was?
Oh, people always ask, where's the best waves? It was like...
Don't say.
No, it wasn't even that. It was just that we got so many good waves along the way. I think we had like a good kind of year to do the trip because we had tons of swells that maybe not even all of them got here. But down there, it was like nonstop. You know, I mentioned we had one really long flat spell. Besides that, it was like so many waves. And even when it was small, it would be like we'd still end up camping out somewhere and like there's waves right out front. It's not like firing, but it's super fun and there's no one out.
Best food was where...
Food?
Yep.
Oh, girls, best food?
Girls, Porto. Best food.
Porto?
Oh, yeah.
Porto
Escondido.
Oh, really?
You know what? Get the girls out of here.
That's when it got expensive. We got to Porto, and there's restaurants everywhere, and the girls are like, oh, let's go.
The entire time.
What? For what?
For the food in Porto.
For a restaurant?
What's your dream food sponsor?
Yeah,
Spirulina.
what they serve?
Everything pretty much organic, clean eats. Everything you don't really get around the other parts of Mexico.
I heard the girls talking to each other on the trip. They're like, oh, look, there goes God. I'm like, who's God? They're like, oh, it's the owner of Spirulina.
Oh, jeez.
He looks like God in our disclaimer.
Not name dropping here.
So we got a hotel in Porto, and right below our hotel, this, like, awesome restaurant opened up. And we were like, oh, cool, like, a new spot to check out. This will be super fun. Like, it looked super nice in there. It was just the raddest location.
Yeah.
And then first weekend comes around. Little do we know, it's also like a all-nighter nightclub. So directly below our windows was just discotheque.
The weekends were gnarly.
So we'd be waking up at 6 in the dark to go surf, and people are still just raging below our rooms. So that became a pretty easy wake-up call on the weekends, which was...
It was like a pretty easy not-go-to-sleep call. It was funny because we slept... That was like the first time we got a hotel, and then we're just like, oh, my God, this is insane.
Terrible. Send me back to Tapui.
Yeah, that would have been really loud.
Four stinky people in a truck, right? Four.
Only two stinky ones.
Girls don't stink. What are you talking about?
Okay, four stinky people in a truck.
Yeah,
maybe
Austin
two.
And that guy with all the hair? Yeah, I get it.
Okay, who won with directions? The girl's
Google Maps, who had it?
You guys didn't have Google Maps.
Of course not.
No, you kind of can get it some places down. We had some offline maps that sometimes didn't always work. Tess actually is pretty good at navigating.
She
helped us out a lot, but she also, was the first one to get blamed when we got stuck in the mud or took the wrong road. So we ended up at a couple wrong places.
You can't see
anything
because your hair gets in the way, so shut up.
Give
us a scoop.
Let's see. So I did get us lost a couple times, but that was because in Mexico, when you search for something on a map, sometimes there's like four of the same place, so it's kind of hard to find the right one.
Right.
But thankfully, we were able to get, you can now get offline maps, which are awesome for navigating. So you just track where you're going and then track back.
Right.
And then every now and then an old-fashioned map would get busted out and use those for emergency.
Or a paper map?
Yeah, emergency situations in deep parts of Baja.
You went to AAA and got maps before you left?
We did, actually.
Really? That's so awesome.
They still make them.
Yeah, he would do it.
We're down there. It's just the Bible.
Did you see anybody from Santa Cruz on your trip on the way?
That's a good question.
For sure.
You did?
A bunch. My brother joined us a bunch of times. He came down to Baja a couple times. Then he came down to Puerto and hung out with us.
Did your dad fly down there?
Dad never came down.
No?
Gary's listening right now for sure. Yeah. Okay. He may be flying around. We don't know. He might be in the airplane.
Listening to the radio.
Yeah, he's listening to the airplane.
I'm finished talking to her. Tess, how old are you?
I'm 26.
Okay, so 26. When you're 56, when you look back at this trip, what's the memory that's going to stand out for you?
How scary it initially sounded. Before we left.
Because you had to go with a hairy monster?
That too. But just everyone was warning us of all the dangers and bad things that could happen.
Right.
And then when we were down there, all the situations that were thrown at us and then how we handled them and how many hours we surfed. I'm going to remember how many hours. I don't think I'll ever probably surf that much in my entire life. Hopefully I will soon, but we surfed probably, there were some days we surfed 8 hours a day.
Were you ever scared?
Oh, yeah. Melissa and I got way more scared, I think, being girls down there.
Okay.
Stop everything. But why? You said that being girls, but it's extra scary being a girl in Mexico.
I don't know. I guess maybe just hearing stories. You hear stories of things that happen to girls, and the boys never seem to be scared down there. So we'd be in some sketchy town late at night, and Melissa and I are oh my gosh, okay, is this safe? And the boys are we're fine. And it's just, they're way less cautious, and we're way more cautious. So.
You guys were in a tent? You guys were in a tent, right?
Yeah. Right.
Who farted the most?
Kyle.
Kyle.
Hold everything.
No. We picked up our friend Martine. Our friend Martine, and he blamed every single fart on Melissa. I won't forget that.
It took no time at all for the word Kyle to come out. All right, yeah.
Well,
easy.
Sorry.
Because your little cabanas are 3 inches apart, right?
Yeah.
On the roof?
They're pretty close, yeah.
So we're talking 10 weeks. You are couples. It gets intimate. The truck has shocks. Was there ever a time you're like, dude, can you guys just settle down?
The golden rule was you can't really go there in the tents.
You snuck off.
Yeah.
And have your romantic interludes?
Yeah.
There you go.
So a lot of starlit romantic beach nights in Mexico? Awesome.
Living the dream.
All right. Okay. Yeah, that's cool. Well, people want to know.
This is the OTC here with the Off the Lip Radio Show, broadcasting from KSCO right here in Santa Cruz. You can check the show live on Facebook with Santa Cruz Waves. This portion of the show is brought to you by the Hideout Aptos.
You go there a lot,
Dude, they have the best food. Every time I go
Does that ruin your yoga body?
Yes.
because I get the fries.
Oh.
The hideout Aptos would go
yeah,
great for
the fries are good, yeah.
Hot Elevation Studios, don't come join me. Do not be next to me on the mat. Do not come anywhere near me at Hot Yoga.
You're a tent on
I've
top of the Kyle toilet.
I've seen Kyle Heeman in there lately. Tyler Fox in there lately. Marcel Soros in there lately.
I heard.
Marcel.
Mm-hmm.
He's such a pig.
All right. You said that.
I did right on the air. Marcel, I love you. Hope you're listening. Who else? Preeples. He is. Marcel. Is there a bigger wave hog than Marcel Soros?
If I had a dollar for every wave he dropped in on me on?
No. That's what I mean by pig. Also brought to you by Peoples Coffee. Where there's no better coffee right there on 17th of Bromo. And by the way, you've got a little museum there on the Peoples Coffee.
By the way, when are we giving away money from Peoples Coffee?
You know what? That's a good point.
Yeah, bring that up.
Are we going to play in the Wave Clock commercial? This is Neil TC here with this slimy group right here. They fart a lot, too. We'll be right back with this very short break. Don't go away.
Fall is here with an awakening ocean, and what you need is something that shows you the waves and tides in an instant. A wave clock on your desk or wall shows you what's happening out there right now. No need to fumble for a phone or computer to check a digital forecast. The wave clock brings you real-time views of the tides and waves. Whether for you or a gift for your favorite surfer, sailor, fisherman, or ocean lover, the Wave Clock is perfect. We have amazing designs sourced from local woods, including reclaimed redwood. Sign up now for our newsletter at www.thewaveclock.com to get an exclusive KSCO discount for the holidays. Again, sign up at www.thewaveclock.com to find the perfect gift for your favorite ocean fan or yourself and begin to see the ocean in a new way.
This is Brett Timmy.
And Cleo from Cleo's Corner at Pono Hawaiian Grill.
Featuring wraps, teriyaki bowls, plate lunches, amazing and creative salads, vegetarian and gluten-free options, and over 20 different types of poke, all made to order, fast, fresh, and healthy. And what's your favorite, Cleo?
The chicken fingers.
Located at 120 Union Street in downtown Santa Cruz. Call us for takeout at 831-426-PONO or check us out on the web at PonoHawaiianGrill.com. We put the ONO in Pono. Yee-hoo.
We are back here with the Off the Lip radio show right here on KSCO. If the KSCO decides to let me continue the show next week.
Are you getting cut off? You got too drunk last week?
I know. We get a little hammered last week. Little frappe last week. Next week's guest, the one and only Professor Sachi Cunningham. You know Sachi, right?
Yeah, the girl shoots like huge ocean beach in the water.
Huge ocean beach and Mavs in the water. Here. She's an amazing woman. She's breast cancer survivor. And Sachi will be here next week. Also, January 8th will be the one and only. One of the fathers of Santa Cruz surf scene, Mr. John Mell Sr., will be
saw
live
John Mell
in
today.
Studio.
Poker night.
January 15th, our 300th show. I could not believe we lasted 300 shows. Unbelievable.
Oh,
the one and only.
Three shows we thought
The one
we
and only, Mr. Jason Jesse, will be here in the studio with the first women, professional woman of skateboarding, Alyssa Steamer.
Hey,
she will be
Alyssa, woman.
Woman. January 22nd. January 22nd, his first interview since his terrible accident at Steamer Lane. Mr. Brian Hart will be in the studio.
Very good to see
and
that.
And coming up after that, lined up is the Expendables.
That's a big show.
And also coming on, I'm working on right now with Kyle, trying to find a date. Kyle Tamron's going to be coming on the show to talk about the MOFO Awards. That's coming up right here on the Off the Lip Radio Show.
I saw some MOFO. Social media.
Yeah.
Neil Newman was there.
Neil was there.
Yeah.
So we've got some great shows coming up. But tonight in studio, live in studio, we have
Goldilocks.
Goldilocks. Mr. Carl Boothman. Tess, what's your last name?
Simmons.
Simmons.
That's a Timmons with a T.
Hey.
With a T.
Hey. Austin Smith Chevy's in the house.
And?
Melissa, what's your last name?
Melissa Sweeney.
Melissa Sweeney. Melissa. Allman Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa,
mm-hmm.
quiet down over there.
And
Melissa's a little obnoxious, I gotta admit.
So, this Friday night at the Hope Church in SoCal.
What time?
Doors open at 6:30.
Free to get in.
It's going to be some music.
Who's playing?
Not totally sure yet.
No?
We're working on that.
Who do we need?
A couple that... No, I think my buddies are going to play, but they haven't 100% confirmed yet.
Who's that?
They're called the Human Furniture Company. They're really good
at it. The Human Furniture Company?
Human Furniture Company.
Got to get him on the show.
And we're having on the ramp, we're going to do a little best trick,
ramp,
skate,
best trick
comp.
Contest.
So winner gets a deck and a set of trucks.
Bring your skate. You said two decks and a set of trucks. We're not going to forget this.
Hold it.
Second place, third place, right?
There'll be a few little games.
I want to spread the love, right?
So yeah. That's, we got to figure out how to get a couple prizes, not just raffle them all off. There'll be some contests going on.
By the way, did you see the dodgeball clip that they showed from
with Timmy from Timmy from Pono?
Well, I saw a kid who dodgeball hit one kid in the face, ricocheted off, hit another kid in the face.
Timmy from Pono. Timmy did that.
Did it? Well, it went viral. Yeah, it was amazing.
It went viral.
And I gotta admit that those guys do it. Danny Bennett does a good job down there, and they give back to the community. And I was really happy to see that. That's where we're going to show this film. I think it's fantastic.
I got a question for Carl. How's video changing? You've made some great videos over the years. Now, how's it all changing for you? Now videos are getting shorter or
100%.
What's going on?
Web is everything's short. It's like 1 minute videos. People are like, "Oh, we want you to make a video. How long? 1 minute?" You're like, "What? Oh, 30 seconds? What?" It depends on Instagram. If they go longer, then maybe people want longer videos. So now you can do a minute, so it's 1 minute.
Right.
But a little while ago, it was like 15 seconds. Right? We want 15-second videos. So things are changing, but we're taking it back, throwing it back, and making a 55-minute film.
What did you think?
What's crazy about that is I run our little social media thing. I try.
I'm
a dinosaur trying to compete in a teenager world. Right. But my clips are like 8 seconds. You know, like it's so quick what's happened today in sort of what's video.
Well, sure.
What equipment did you take with you on the trip?
We kept it light. We took a tiny little drone, a Mavic, a Panasonic GH5, and a GoPro. Oh, and a 70 and a 60 and a water housing for those as well. So we had a little bit of stuff, but all relatively small cameras. It was something that was impossible to do with like a giant camera that the batteries run out real fast and take forever to charge. We're out of a truck. So
since it first started, how many drones have you lost?
I've lost a couple drones.
You sank one at the harbor.
Not at the harbor. I sank one over on the west side.
Big Sur?
No.
There was a drone sinking on the trip.
There was?
Not our drone.
But a drone.
A drone.
Drove by you.
I wasn't blind.
Oh, you were blind?
I didn't know that.
What happened?
No, there was actually two drones. Because remember in Kalima, that one guy sank his drone.
Okay.
Well, it flew into a wave, and then it flew back out, and then he eventually crashed after. But I did. Brian Garrison came down to Baja at one point, and Austin and Melissa went for a night surf. And Brian, he's like, "Oh, use my drone, film us." He had those Loom Cube things.
Mm.
And I'm like, "Yeah, sure."
You fly at night with
those? They light it up. So basically, we put the Loom Cubes have this like strap that goes on top of the drone and holds the lights. So we were flying over these guys surfing, kind of like lighting the wave for them. It was super cool looking. And then out of nowhere, the thing just
died
into the water. I'm like, "What just happened?" I think you found it, no, Austin?
Yeah, all of a sudden I was watching it because it was the only thing that was lit up out there. And then all of a sudden I just watch it just plummet straight to the ground or underwater. But obviously the Loom Cubes are made to go underwater, so they still stayed bright so I could find the drone. And I don't know, was any of the footage salvageable off that?
I'm sure the footage actually was because, like I said, I've crashed a drone before. And we actually went scuba diving for that one and found it 2 weeks later. And the footage was still good. So I'm sure the footage is good off that. I haven't checked. We have to check with Wet Foot, Ryan. But, what happened was the Loom Cube mount broke.
Yeah.
I think the propeller hit it.
Yeah.
And it hit it so many times just lightly that it eventually snapped it. And the Loom Cube
kind of pulled the drone down, and then once the thing gets pulled one way, it's done. Exactly.
Who got the best clip?
Of what? Of
the whole
drone?
Trip. When we watch this video, who got the best clip?
I think ASF's going to say he did.
I don't know.
You don't know? Who's got the banger?
I don't know if anyone's really comfortable with answering that.
Who got, seriously?
I think it's
Austin, you get it? Somebody has the best.
I think Melissa got the best clip on our tandem wave. We got some insane tandem
surfing. Melissa,
surfing.
Really?
Are you doing the whole Baryshnikov thing?
Oh, yeah.
They're next level tandeming.
What's that?
They're next level tandeming. They have
it's
all
like yoga
tricks.
Tandem? What's
Did
going
you
on
over there? Baryshnikov thing?
Acrobatic.
Really?
No.
It's called the Screaming Swan. It's a move where I put her over my hands. And
all the everything.
The Screaming Swan.
Family
it's
like
show?
A basketball
the
move.
Screaming Swan.
Hold me up with the pinky finger.
Oh. Hang on a minute. Where'd the finger go?
Oh, the pinky finger?
Where'd the finger go?
I actually use two fingers or maybe two on each hand depending on the move. But, yeah, it gets wild.
Okay, bring ID.
The finger went well. I don't know where the finger went.
Why are you guys getting so dirty? This is just This is AM radio.
Do I have another commercial? Please save me. Say I do.
Help!
I do?
Chris, he's drunk again, isn't he?
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Kayak Connection, my good friend Dave Grigsby. You know, if you're going to go down the Elkhorn Slough, have you been down the Elkhorn Slough?
It's amazing. Yeah, I recommend anybody to go. In the very back, off to the right, there's a oyster farm that's been abandoned for maybe 100 years.
It's not near that famous surf spot, Moss Landing, is it?
No.
It's not anywhere near Moss Landing, is it? It's the Kayak Connection in Moss Landing.
But there's a spot in the back that's amazing. Yeah.
What's your buddy's name down there?
Kyle.
Throw Kyle a kiss, will you? this portion is brought to you by. Let me pick somebody here. Oh, guess where I'm going?
Hawaii?
The Lumi Yoga and Surf Retreat on the North Shore of Oahu. I'm doing a little yoga, a little surfing at this incredible.
You don't do yoga on your stand-up paddleboard yet?
Bite me, okay? Yes, I've done that.
You invented that stuff.
I invented that stuff. Are you kidding me?
You'd have way more money if you invented that.
This is Lumi Yoga and Surf Retreat on the North Shore of Oahu. Go check it out, lumiyogahawaii.com. Neil TC here with this raggedy crowd. We'll be right back in this baseball break. Please don't go away. Thinking of a vacation in Santa Cruz? Then contact Beach Nest Vacation Rentals at 831-722-0888 to make your reservation. The very best local vacation management company with their staff will take care of the tiniest of details to better your memorable Monterey Bay holiday. They are pet friendly with a choice of homes on or close to the beach in Santa Cruz and the Central Coast. For further information, go to beachnest.com or follow them on Facebook.
Chill Out Cafe on 41st Avenue Santa Cruz is not just a block from some of the world's best surf, but it is also where you can go relax and order the tastiest grub before and after your sesh. Plump burritos, fresh salads, sky-high sandwiches, and a superb selection of hot and cold drinks. They have something for you. Go to chilloutcafesantacruz.com to view their menu and to place your order to go, call 831-477-0543. Chill Out Cafe, where they roll the fatties.
His name never got dropped.
Yeah, we're back here with the. I'm going to get serious right now. This is the Off the Lip radio show broadcasting from, thankfully, from KSCO here. You know, we're so lucky at this radio station right here in Santa Cruz, KSCO. We're so very lucky.
To keep his show.
Huh?
They're trying to kick him off. He's
trying to kick me out of here. They're trying to kick TC. I know.
Trying to kick you out?
You know what? What do you think, TC? You think it makes you 300 shows?
Our days are totally numbered here, for sure.
What?
No, we're good.
So this is like end of an era right here.
No, it's all good.
No, we're on fire, dude. We got more listeners. We got more sponsors.
Yeah.
And we have a great time doing it. No, and you know what?
Yeah, all the other stuff bores people. We're still making it relevant.
Wow. We are.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
This is real stuff right here.
for sure. Do you watch news today?
This is way
better than news.
Most fun show on KSCO, is
absolutely.
It not?
Absolutely.
If you think it's the more fun show on KSCO, please give me a call at 831-479-1080.
Our future
show where they have.
If you're the guy who's going to call up and tell me, if you're the guy who's going to call me and tell me Man Reese is a secret spot, then bite me. Don't call.
Okay. Austin, you were going to say.
Schmuck.
I like the show at the station where we listen to the women weave baskets. They don't talk. It's just
weaving
just
baskets.
Weaving.
Yeah,
that's a little more interesting than you guys.
That's going to be like watching Kyle's hair grow. You know what, TC? Let's discuss his hairdo one more time.
Are you
thinking like John Travolta? What are you going with? Are you going with John Travolta?
It's right here.
The little curls.
For the listeners,
the Boothman family runs for a great hairline.
Okay,
amazing mullet.
First off, Melissa, this is the wave that we were looking for right there. That was it, right there. That's
the wave.
It. That's a Scorpion Bay on a 3-foot swell right there.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
This episode is sponsored by the Kyle Man
Bun. What do you want to do? Okay, hang on a minute.
Yeah,
what do
so
you want
nicely
him to do
feathered.
With that hairdo? What is this staying the same? Is this turning you on, the long look, locks?
I have no say.
Baloney.
Hold it. No way is that an answer. No. At all.
I'll do the opposite of whatever she says.
Hold it.
Hold everything.
Hold everything.
So, does that hairdo make you want to jump in the Tapui tent?
Yeah.
Just saying. No pressure. John, no pressure.
Yeah.
He's listening.
Do you want something more coiffed? Or more coiffed? Or a little more style? Or what do you think? How does it look at 5:30 in the morning when he gets up?
Oh, I bet it's
messy.
It's,
yeah.
But it's still really nice golden locks, but I've definitely been trying to get him to cut it.
Do you ever gel it up?
Let's talk about...
No gel? No gel?
No, listen to this. Let's go back to the trip for a second.
Yes, that's good. Let's do that.
Go back to the trip.
Yeah, we'll talk about the trip.
My brother came down
yeah.
looking like a normal dude.
Who came down?
My brother, Kalei, came down to meet us the first time when we had been down for not very long. And he had a normal hairdo. He looked like a normal dude. He showed up 5 months later with a huge mullet.
Whoa.
And he's still got the thing right now. And we thought it was a joke, but he actually loves the thing. He's been growing it for like 4 months now.
Oh, yeah. He's asking Tessa, he's like, can you take a picture of my mullet?
Oh, yes. Please check out his Instagram profile picture. It's
and
pretty
then
much amazing.
It turned green from the chlorine in the pool at the hotel we were staying at. Actually, all of our hair turned pretty green, but Kalei had a green mullet at one point. So stay tuned for that in the movie.
It's in the movie? Okay, check that. Okay, so the movie.
Is Kalei taking steroids or something? What's going on with that kid? I'm just saying, like,
buff. Jeans.
He is so beefy right now.
Yeah. Probably take me, but.
I know. Are you scared of your little brother now?
He's buff.
No,
he's buff.
I saw him walking through the crosswalk the other day. I'm like, holy crap. Kalei's got, like, beefcake.
He's got muscles on muscles.
No, he does.
I know. Got muscles on muscles.
No, for sure. I was like, hold it.
Hold it.
Mailman, what's going on?
The movie you can go see. Free if you're in Santa Cruz on Friday night at Hope Church in SoCal. They got prizes for the Groms put up by TC. You got like 4 or 5 skate decks, 4 or 5.
Oh, look at that. We got 4 or 5 now.
It's growing.
It's growing.
Thank you, Neil. I appreciate that.
We got 4 or 5. What else we got?
Giving away 4 completes.
Complete?
Right, so that we're blowing up.
Wait. The winner doesn't get a complete skate here?
The winner
should get a complete. Second place should get a damn 4 trucks.
Kyle, F off, and here we go. Get ready for this. The winner will get a complete.
Ooh. You heard it right there.
And that complete will have independent trucks.
Oh,
it's not just
generic. How much is that for the value? Give me the value.
$150. Second place gets a deck and wheels. Third place gets a deck.
This is recorded on the phone.
I can't lie. We're live on Facebook.
No, we're live.
We're live. I can't lie about that. So winner gets a complete. Second place, deck and wheels. Third place, a deck.
It's on.
And I support your heart.
You're the age division. How about you make the age division now? Because I don't know a bunch of skate groms anymore.
Well, I think, honestly, it should be.
Well, we got to keep it young.
It's very young.
Under 15.
I base it on who shows up. I'm going to give you all the prizes, and I think you should base that on your event and how successful the age group is. But I'm going to say, like, we're going to have a big, like, 13 and under crowd.
Yeah.
Because Skate Church is so involved in the youth of our community. that I think a lot of kids are going to show up.
Yeah,
and and I think they'll enjoy the film. And I think it also it is a testament of that hard work pays off. It's not easy. This trip you went on, the four of you, is not easy. And the fact that you're all here and still friends amazes me.
I know.
I'm assuming. Are you all still friends?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nope.
Is it over?
You think I would hang out with someone with that haircut?
Well, that's a long... We're talking months on top of a Toyota truck. Like, that's hard.
It's kind of like, you know, you get in a fight, and then after that, it's all good again. So that's cool. Like, that's what would
kiss
happen.
Make
if
up.
You get in a fight, then you're, like, almost better afterwards.
Well, yeah. I think you both are pretty even-keeled dudes. And I feel like the girls are very even keeled, and there's no oddball in this dynamic, and that helps for a successful trip, you know. And I think that's a true compliment to the four of you, because I don't know how hard it is for four people to live in a Toyota truck for months on end.
Right. If you and I went on a trip, you'd be killing each other.
I'd be over it like the first week.
We wouldn't make it to San Diego.
Well, first off, how many stand-up boards can we put on the roof? I don't know.
How many paddles?
Last time you surfed was?
1963. I was born in 63. A good year for cars.
I want to thank everyone for listening tonight to the Off The Lip Radio Show. We're still here at KSCO.
Amazing.
You can check out the show at offthelipradio.com. Or just go to Santa Cruz Way's Facebook page. I'll have the video on there. Tomorrow, next week's show, don't forget Sachi Cunningham, followed by one of the great ambassadors of surfing, Mr. John Mill, followed by Jason
Jesse.
And
by the way, John Mill's surfboard factory burned down last
week. I know,
week.
That's why he's here.
So, yeah, yeah. The
Jason's going to be back.
Burned down last
and
week.
And also
yeah,
Mr. Brian
bad,
Hart, going to be my first interview since his accident at Steam Lane.
Awesome.
Mr. Brian Hart will be back in. Expendables are going to be here.
Jason Jesse's coming back.
Jason Jesse's going to be here.
We got some big shows.
Kyle Tierman's going to be here.
Yeah.
Got a whole bunch of great shows coming up.
Good stuff.
And don't forget to tune into my Wednesday show, too. Got some great shows coming up on
mm-hmm,
that, too.
Mm-hmm.
This has been Neil and T. Chris, I want to thank you for how was the show tonight? Was it that bad? Was it bad?
He's
like, yeah, it was bad. He goes, it sucked, dude. Don't forget, Friday night at 7:30.
6:30.
At 6:30 at Hope Church in SoCal.
I know how much space there is. The church comfortably holds like 250 people.
It's a big spot. Okay.
It's big, but it's not that big. Like at the past, you know, we've done a lot of shows at the Rio.
Yeah.
Which have
packed.
A lot of times been packed.
So come early.
If you want to get a spot for sure, you got to get there early.
Okay, so get early. Bring your own cup.
How many people will be there? Bring your own cup.
So I got a quick comment from Facebook Live. It says, this is for Goldilocks.
If you
let your hair grow a little longer, you will look like Fabio.
Oh, baby. Fabio.
Boom, done.
Oh my God.
Kyle, wait. One time, look straight into the camera and say, I can't believe it's not butter.
I can't believe it's butter.
Oh, spot on.
Nicely done.
I want to thank Melissa over here. I want to thank Austin Smith Ford. I want to thank Jesse for coming to the show tonight. I want to thank Kyle Boothman for coming on the show tonight. And good luck with the film. See you on Friday night at Hope Church in SoCal. It's always gonna be a lot of fun. And TC, thanks you for donating those 9 skateboards. fully
yeah, no
complete
problem.
With clothing.
Richard Novak, help!
This has been Neil TC. Want to dedicate the show also to Special K. Thanks for listening, my dear, and I'll see you tomorrow night the Hour Local Radio Show. And next Tuesday night with the Author Radio Show, when Professor Sachi Cunningham will be in the studio. You won't want to miss that. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Thanks everyone for listening, and we'll see you very soon. Good night to you all.
From Capitola to Carmel, Red Hot News Talk, AM 1080, KSCO Santa Cruz. San Jose to Salinas, Red Hot News Talk, AM 1080, KSCO Santa Cruz.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump says
He'd be proud to shut down the government over funding for a border wall after he gathered with top Democrats at the White House.
You want to know something?
This is spiraled downward.
Not long after the media left the Oval Office, so did Democratic leaders Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, stopping to speak to reporters in the driveway. Schumer pointed to one of the president's claims inside.
But the wall would get built. A lot of the wall is built. It's been very effective.
The president said things are working quite well at the border. Well, we want to give them the same thing he had last year. If they're working well last year, they should work well this year.
Still, there's a large divide. Democrats are willing to spend another $1.3 billion on the wall, while the president wants to hold out for $5 billion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What, the job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Sanctions have been imposed on three senior North Korean officials and three groups for being responsible for serious human rights abuses or censorship. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
The sanctions are intended to call attention to the human rights abuses in North Korea that are among the worst in the world. They include killings, forced labor, torture, prolonged arbitrary detention, rape, forced abortions, and other sexual violence. The report that was issued by the U.S. Department of the Treasury also included the regime's efforts to suppress all independent media or any form of freedom of expression. I'm John Clemens.
Jimmy Dean is issuing a warning over its frozen pork and poultry sausage. Nearly 30 pounds of it are being recalled over user complaints of metal pieces found in the sausages. The Department of Ag is saying the recall includes Jimmy Dean Heat and Serve original sausage links made with pork and turkey with a use-by date of January 31st, 2019. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Soon enough, it was up to me to be his housekeeper and financial manager, too. When he moved in, I became his cook and even his nurse. But no matter what roles I play, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the roles you play. So to help, we created aarp.org/caregiving, where you can connect with experts and other caregivers. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the
lawmakers have reached an agreement on the Farm Bill. And USA's Chris Barnes has details from Washington.
It's a mammoth package that would fund key safety net programs for the next 5 years. The conference report signed by members of the House and Senate, a result of months of negotiations. The bill has a price tag of $867 billion over a decade. It's expected to be brought to a vote this week in the House, possibly as soon as Wednesday. It reauthorizes crop insurance and conservation programs and legalizes the cultivation of industrial hemp, but does not make significant changes to the food stamp program that serves nearly 40 million low-income Americans. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Life is beginning to return to normal on the east side of Mosul, Iraq's second largest city, but it's a different story on the west side. John Clemens reports.
Sections of West Mosul remain in ruin, as many Iraqis claim they will never return to their homes after suffering under ISIS. In a teleconference in Baghdad, Army Colonel Jonathan Byram spoke about the progress in East Mosul.
In Mosul, where the brutal rule of ISIS denied many the basic right of an education, now thousands of students are returning to recently opened schools. Businesses are reopening where rubble once stood, and over 4 million displaced Iraqis have returned to their homes of origin.
I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you and listen anytime at home or on your personal device at usaradio.com.
evening. You're listening to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz, 104.1 FM, 107.9 FM San Jose, and 95.7 Salinas and Watsonville, ZBSRadio.com. 5 minutes past 8 p.m. I'm Chris Spencer with your weather and traffic for this evening. Partly cloudy out there, low around 42. Wednesday, sunny, a high near 62. Wednesday night, mostly clear, low around 41. And Thursday, sunny, with a high near 65. Friday, 40% chance of rain after 10 a.m., a high near 61. And Friday night, 50% chance of rain.